with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it
goes. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're doing a little rinse and repeat. Choosing the right cooking device is where we're gonna go with this now, because this question comes to Bob and I all the time. We've had this early fakey spring. The flowers are up, and so people are asking, hey, is it time to get out in my backyard and retool? And, well, there's never a bad time to do that, I guess is my answer. But they want to know, what kind of grill should I buy? You guys are grilling guys, and there's always a lot of questions around, well, how are you going to use it, right?
There are, and you know, I told you I was at that home show last weekend, and we actually had a big cabinet and a nice grill and stuff there, and then surprisingly, I didn't have Grilling Guys gear or anything on, but a lot of people remembered me or recognized me, surprisingly, because it's a radio show.
Right.
You know? So anyway, I'm having all these conversations, and I'm so old. I've known everybody for so long. That's the real deal. But they still, it's the same conversation.
Yep.
And they're coming up. It's like, and you know what? There were hardly any grills at this show.
Yeah. Well, it's all landscapers. Any. I'm surprised because there's.
Well, it was weird. A lot of roofing, a lot of heating and cooling.
Yeah.
But it was a good show. It was really good for us. But I was just kind of shocked that I wouldn't see more outdoor kitchens.
Yeah. So speaking of outdoor kitchens, size matters, right? That's one of the first questions when somebody says, well, hey, I want to get a new grill. What are your recommendations? So we come back with questions, right, before you give a recommendation. The first one is how many people are you going to feed, right? What is your typical meal looking like on the grill? Are you a family of six? Are you a husband and wife that they're empty nesters and the family comes back? That's you, Bob. You and Maureen are empty nesters.
Well,
but your grilling can be for as many as 20 people on a pretty regular basis.
And you could almost just say, hey, what's a typical cook look like for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. Same question. Yep, different way to ask it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if the answer is, oh, geez, you know, maybe four or six tops, you don't need a big behemoth grill. But if it's Tim Bob's situation, well, when all the kids come home, there's 20 of us.
Well, I would stop for just a second there and say need, want.
Well, sure, always.
The cool thing is,
that's right.
Like if you look at Weber grills, let's just take Weber, their spirits or whatever their better one is.
Genesis, yeah.
Yeah, you can get up to four knobs on that baby, or five. You could have four burners plus a side burner. A rotisserie, you could have six burners on it.
Right.
If you have the space on your deck, that's another space thing.
Right.
But I would always say get the bigger grill, man, because when that, if your skills increase, and we're hoping and praying they do.
Right. If you listen twice, you'll be an expert, right? Yeah.
That's all we did. So, I mean, it'll swell.
Right. Yeah, and
you'll never be able to do that.
You'll never be bummed that you had extra space.
Right.
You'll only be bummed if you didn't have enough
right.
when somebody comes over. So that, you know, that functions as part of a budget, and we can talk about that.
And that's
too,
when it's not good to be a cheapskate.
Right.
If it's $900 for a decent two burner and $1,400 for a four burner, find the other $500-$600. I mean, you can do that. You can,
right.
You know, you can turn in all your beer cans. Go clean your garage. You can get $500.
Yep, do something. Yeah. Sell that snowblower that you didn't use last
That's
year,
right?
Yeah. But anyway, so gas grills are a convenience item. I would submit that it's probably the most popular grill out there. And the reason is that we all lead these busy lives.
Last time I looked at the stats, which is 10 years ago, it was 57%.
Yeah. Well, I bet it's more than that now.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, see a big surge in pellet and a big surge in Kamados. And
right.
So,
yep. And we'll talk about those too.
It'd be some good numbers to get. Why don't you do some research on that?
Yeah, well, because this is a rinse and repeat. This isn't new stuff, right?
Oh,
yeah.
No heavy lifting.
That's why we're referencing 10-year-old surveys, right? Yeah. Hot off the press, right. But anyway, so gas grills, Bob, you sold these and are now selling them again. But I think that we talked about the size. They heat up quick. You can make dinner. You know, you're cooking proteins and vegetables probably is what the predominantly on your grill. You can do that in 15, 20 minutes and pretty much anything other than something, a big thick roast, you should be able to grill something 15, 20 minutes have it from the package to the table. And that's kind of the lifestyle that a lot of people lead. If you're getting home, you're between taking the kids to the games or practices or whatever it is. A gas grill is very practical. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why people like them.
Right.
Because I think we tend to be, in America especially, we tend to want to do a quick meal.
Right.
But, you know, if you go to a lot of other countries, they make a big deal out of it. The preparation, right. You know. Italy is one place that comes to mind because I've had so many friends visit there and talk about the meals. But, I mean, maybe it'd be a good tradition to start thinking about slowing down your meal.
Yeah.
Because it's better for your gut. And if you bothered with charcoal, the flavor difference, there's no comparison.
Yeah. And we'll touch on that in another segment. But the fuel does matter. The grill that you have and the time that you use it are a part of a really bigger equation, which is what you just touched on, is because my favorite grilling isn't Monday through Thursday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because it becomes not a chore but an event.
And, well, that's because you keep your wife tied to the stove and you just come home and expect dinner.
Right, yeah, barefoot, pregnant, the whole damn deal, right? Yeah. But
I think I touched a nerve there. What do you think?
Right, yeah. Yeah. That's big news if we're having a baby. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, we just went from the grilling guys to a religious show because that's divine intervention, baby. But anyway, back to reality is the fact that you touched on with the Italians and such that preparation is the key. You get a piece of protein out. Let's take that piece of chicken. I like bringing it out, setting it on a pan with maybe a piece of parchment underneath it, and then I put my seasonings on one side of it, let it set for 15, 20 minutes, and then flip it over on that parchment. And why the parchment? Because then it doesn't stick to the pan and take the seasoning off that I just put on one side.
Do you grill it on the parchment too?
No, no. Flip it over, season the other side. So I've got a half hour. Now people are like, ooh, you're going to get bacteria. No, you're not. Not in a half hour on your kitchen
counter.
Plus
they make these really cool little spray bottles.
Yeah, right. So you can you get that. And it does two things. One, your seasoning is going to stick and kind of sink in a little bit. But secondly, it's when it comes up to that warmer temperature, it's going to cook more even. You know, if you pull a piece of chicken out of the refrigerator, the top eighth of an inch of it is at room temperature and the core is really cold, and you'll overcook the top part before you get the middle done in a lot of times. So, and people rushing, they've got that hot grill, and you can slow down, like I said that I did this last weekend, slow down, cook everything on medium, let it come to temperature. It's a lot juicier. It's a lot better product when you're done. But that doesn't fit your Wednesday night. We got two kids to take to practice grilling. So it's a different time of the day and a different time of the week when you can prep more. And to me, my results are always better if I prep more than throwing something on there quick. What about you?
Well, there's only 30 seconds left, so I don't know what you want me to say. Now, you had some wind in your sails right there.
Hey, man.
I think you said it all. I got nothing, man.
This could be a first. This is not a rinse and repeat. This is a first time for anything right there. But coming up next, we're going to go to, we'll probably stick with grills, and we might look at some charcoal, we might look at some pellet, and see which of those things are on your docket to purchase, because I believe that all of it is a good choice, just what you're going to use it for. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.